This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mike Tomlin addressing reporters, I believe, even as we speak, will be monitoring people like Jeff Hathorn tweeting out the quotes as they go along. Have you seen any yet, Sean? Sean Myers joining me today.
I have not.
Bob Pompiani is over there. We're quite proud of him.
We'll be hard at work to find him, though.
And then we'll turn around the sound as soon as we get it on whether Aaron Rodgers will play, for example, Saturday. I doubt it. And things like that. In the meantime, also at 12:40 today, Sean has scored a gigantic interview. We're going to have Joe Starkey on the show, are we not, Sean?
Yes, the other Joe Starkey, because we always have this Joe Starkey.
Well, the other Joe Starkey, the famous Joe Starkey, is the guy who made the band is on the field call when Stanford played Cal all those years ago. He was the play-by-play guy for Cal, a legendary call by him. He was also the predecessor to Mike Lang as the voice of the Penguins, believe it or not. For 1 year, Joe Starkey called Penguins games. He's a really interesting guy. I met him once before at a Steelers-Niners game many, many years ago. So it's going to be Joe Starkey interviewing Joe Starkey. That's going to be gigantic, Sean, is it not?
It will. I have an update, by the way.
Yeah.
The aforementioned Jerry Dulac has said that the following players will not be playing in Jacksonville for the Steelers.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
DK Metcalf, Jonnu Smith, Pat Freiermuth, Isaac Seumalo, Jalen Warren, Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, Joey Porter Jr., Deshaun Elliott, Patrick Queen, Chris Boswell, Nick Herbig, TJ Watt, Cam Hayward.
And then how about injuries? I'm thinking guys like Highsmith obviously won't play. So what I heard there, and the names went by very quickly, is almost no significant starters. Zach Frazier is in. Mason McCormick's in, correct?
Yeah, they were not listed on there. So, I mean, I guess to your point, if a guy's banged up, maybe they missed the game for that.
So maybe purpose. Broderick Jones plays. Does he play? Troy Fatano, I imagine, definitely plays. But yeah.
I think you'll probably see four-fifths of the projected starting line, right? Because Seumalo is out, but you would think maybe the other
yeah,
four.
If Broderick Jones is healthy enough to play, yes. So every significant starter is not playing. That's what I just heard there. Do you see any exception to that rule? Every significant veteran starter.
Yeah, I don't know about Highsmith again.
No, he won't. He won't. Even if he's healthy, he's not going to play.
These guys listed probably are the guys who are healthy that they've just decided, you know, because they're veterans, they don't need it. And then you probably factor in another, you know, half dozen or so guys who are just dinged up a bit that were not
mentioned. Makes sense to me. And like I said, with Rodgers, I think he gets the reps he needs, and the ideal spot for him is that controlled scrimmage against Tampa. I like it. I like what Tomlin's doing there. Meantime, did you see this story today? It is Art Rooney's travel plans for Ireland, for the game in Ireland. And here's the story. It comes via Tim Benz, and that comes via an interview with WTAE. He said Art reiterated his team's travel plans for the game in Ireland Sunday, September 28th. They plan to leave on Thursday, arrive in Dublin Friday morning, says Art. So they'll have practices Friday and Saturday, the game on Sunday, and leave right after the game. It's what he said in March that they would do. Now, the problem is, it's the exact same itinerary, as Benz reports, that the franchise took when it played Minnesota in England back in 2013. And the Steelers were horrible in that game. And Ben has since talked about the travel plan was bad, that it had his team fatigued, and even coaches were sleeping in meetings. Cam Hayward has pointed out fatigue and jet lag issues that he and his teammates dealt with during that trip. And both those guys and others have pointed to the itinerary as a problem. So why would you go with the exact same itinerary? Why would you do that? Tyler Kennedy's calling me. I wonder why. Do you think he wants to invite me to golf?
I would think so. Yeah, maybe he wants to talk about the Steelers' travel plans as well. He's got a take on it.
That might be a last-second invite to golf. Tyler Kennedy's name just popped up on this phone. Why would he? He's never called me in his life. This is incredible.
Just wanted to check in on you.
I may be
doing
at Neville Wood within 2 hours. Anyway, why would you go with the same travel plan? What is he doing?
Isn't there a quote about those who do not learn from the past or doomed to repeat it, something along those lines? It seems, albeit a long time ago, things have changed. It's a different group of players by and large. But yeah, you would think if it was problematic before, and it's the same head coach, that they would have a different approach this time.
Seems very, very odd to me that they wouldn't try to change something up. And quite frankly, seems a little worrisome. Now, I don't know what the alternatives are. I guess it's obviously to get there earlier and acclimate. I would think that that would be what Ben and Cam Hayward and others were thinking they should have done the last time. But that was a horrific performance. Of course, that wasn't a very good Steeler team that year either, although they came on later on in the season. I don't like it. That's what I would say about that. I don't like it. Sean, let's go to a couple more Rodgers quotes from yesterday while we await what Tomlin has to say today, if you would.
Yes, I will. I just want to give you a quick update, though. Tyler Kennedy does not want to golf with you, apparently, Joe. But he's coming in today to join the show.
When?
1 o'clock.
Holy bird milk.
Yes, I know.
How did that happen?
He was, I guess, in Vegas.
So. Wow. All right.
Anyway, Aaron Rodgers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I can't hear you.
Sorry about that. I disappeared. A lot of questions. Would it be the Aaron Rodgers offense in Pittsburgh, or would it be Artie Smith's? I know Aaron Rodgers spoke to his relationship and his excitement working with Artie Smith.
It's really the relationship with Arthur. You know, to have a guy that we sat yesterday for like 2.5 hours, you know, just talking ball. And it's not all like X's and O's. It's, you know, it's storytelling from time to time, but he's not a rigid guy at all. You know, so anything that ideas that I have or ideas that, you know, some of the receivers are giving to me to give to him, you know, everything is taken into consideration, which I really appreciate. And we're installing it. I mean, the last few days we've installed stuff that I've gone back and looked at from the past, or other guys have had you know, similar ideas, because we have a little open forum in my room. Anytime you want to come in and suggest something or get on the same page about something, let me know, because I'll take it right to heart. But I'm just really enjoying him a lot as a person, and just the way he leads in front of the room, and it's been a lot of fun so far.
Everything's been a lot of fun so far, and that's good, but nothing's really happened. There's been no adversity. There's been no breakdowns on the offensive line where Rodgers gets beaten up in a game, things like that. There's been no red zone snaps. They were awful on that last season. It's going to be an interesting ride with him and old Artie. It truly is, but I'm glad things are going well so far, and I liked Mulsey's take yesterday. He was imagining a sign-up sheet outside of Rodgers' door, or, you know, office hours, 7 to 9 p.m. He imagined Rodgers with a pair of spectacles on,
saying, can see that,
yeah. You know, if Caleb Johnson comes in, Caleb, did you have a question? Things like that. I love that. I love the open door policy. Now, does DK Metcalf get sick of guys coming into the room and visiting them? Because they're roommates, you know, Rodgers and DK.
Can't flush at a certain hour. I would think Metcalf would be on board. At this point of the season, everyone's got to be on board for stuff like that.
It's, sure.
Can you keep it up when things go awry, you know, by week 7? That's the bigger question.
And then there's intern Dom, and I'm just looking on X right now, and he's getting destroyed for his takes yesterday in my notifications here, although some people like him. Chris is not one of them, not Chris Muller, but somebody else says, yeah, I don't really enjoy him. He's a hot take artist with no credibility. Somebody else says, Dom 2028, I guess, for president. Dude is an entertainer and has surprisingly good sports knowledge. Ryan Platt says, need Dom full time. However, Hounds, well, no, that can't read that one. Somebody else said, the kid is brutally bad. But the best segment is when the caller roasted Dom and then said Pony and Knucklehead as the PM show. And then Big Noodles said, wow, that kid is really annoying. 412 Watchman says he's trying to be like Pony. His Bradshaw take was the worst thing in this city since Nutting bought the Pirates. So, and then Mike, a guy named Mike, says keep Dom off the air. When his balls finally drop, he might get it. He sounds like a high school AV project. That seems a little harsh, does it not?
He's not, John, that far removed from high school, in his defense. I will say, I've talked to him about this.
Pony
he does
Jr.
not stress about this stuff. He is completely fine.
I know. He's
eliciting
very,
these reactions.
Right.
He's kind of got the Pony mentality of, like, if people are talking, that's better than no one talking.
Right.
And he just seems to zone out or tune out the negative comments.
He does. A lot of people calling him Pony Jr., which might be a compliment. Here's another guy, Pony Jr. with BS takes. So say this much about intern Dom. He has, there's a great picture of him on our website from yesterday with some clips of all his bad takes. He's rapidly becoming a legend one way or another, isn't he?
Yeah, he's sort of taken the, you know, he asked that question to Cabali about professional wrestling. He's adapted the mentality. You want to be either a good guy or a villain, because either way, you're getting a reaction and people are interested in hearing you or seeing you.
So no publicity is bad publicity. That's the way to look at that.
Someone called him intern dumb.
That's very good. I like that, intern dumb. But I love the kid. He's incredibly lovable, isn't he?
Yes.
It's like a little teddy bear spouting out horrible sports takes. If you just pull
I told you, we've golfed together. We've played some basketball together. Yeah. He's a very nice gentleman.
You pull a string and he'll say something like next year's draft class is the greatest in history. Things like that. I love it.
I think he did say that yesterday pretty definitively. Would not hear anything to the contrary.
And then in April, you have maybe the best quarterback draft ever.
What?
Ever. Yeah.
That's... What? Where did you see that or read that? The best quarterback draft ever?
I'm just telling you.
We're looking
at
Elway, Kelly, and Marino, or are we looking at probably not Arch Manning and name the other guys?
Well, if Arch is in, then it becomes probably the best ever. But then you have Drew Aller, you have Cade Klubnik, Garrett Nussmeier, Lenora Sellers.
So we've gone from Elway to Nussmeier, Kelly to Drew Aller. Have you lost? Now, this is really your horrible hot take.
No, it's not, Joe.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
This is a horrible hot take.
Joe, I'm just saying it is a deep quarterback draft class.
Okay, that's way different than maybe the best quarterback draft class ever.
I mean, Arch Manning could be one of the best quarterbacks ever. And Austin's
we've never even seen him have a good college game yet.
Yes, we did. He had two starts and had 13 touchdowns in two starts. What are you talking about?
I love that line. All right, we've never seen him have a good college month. How's that? And then it turned out that Dom was wrong about that, that he it took him four games and two starts to get those 13 touchdowns, four of which were rushing. And I think they played, you know, the Pittsburgh Culinary Institute in one of those games. He's a legend. He's a budding legend. And for some reason, like when he said, "What are you talking about?" that didn't tick me off. Whereas whenever Limits disagrees, the way that he disagrees infuriates me. Intern Dom does not. The opposite happens. It's almost endearing. Limits is infuriating. Intern Dom is endearing. Would you agree with that take?
Yeah, I could see it. I think maybe because it's a little bit more of a novelty. I think if you worked with Intern Dom every single day, by 2 weeks in, you might have a different take on that.
You might be right on that. Anything else?
I do think he has adopted the pony mentality of hot takes.
For sure.
He's learned from the best or the worst.
It's all of us. I mean, that's... And by the way, it's always been that way. It used to be that hot takes were, you know, columnists in the newspaper. And now it's media's expanded, you know. Everybody has a hot take, and I don't mind it.
I don't think he and Ron Cook would have gotten along all that well.
Oh, my God, no. That would have been really, really bad. Anything else from Tomlin? Why don't we gather up what Tomlin is saying here and talk about this next. 412-928-9370. If Rodgers doesn't play at all in the preseason, are you okay with that out there? We'll talk about that. We have Tyler Kennedy, apparently, at the top of the hour. Alas, I thought he was a healthy scratch, and now here he is. He's gonna enter the game here just in the nick of time. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.